We now begin the next chapter of Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evneh. We're coming close to the end of the first volume of this Sefer. And this chapter is about Ahavas Hashem, the love of Hashem. Ahavas Hashem is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah min ha-Torah. It's a mitzvah midoraisa. We say it every day in Kriyat Shema. Ve'ahavta eis Hashem elokecha v'chol levavecha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'odecha. Everybody is obligated to love Hashem, and there are three levels of this love. Levavacha, with our heart. Nafshecha, with our soul, our neshama. And me'aydecha, with our possessions, all that we have. Doing this mitzvah, learning to love Hashem, is a two-step process. First, we need to learn to love Hashem for all that He does for us, for all that He has done for us. A love which is an outgrowth of Hakaras HaTov. This level of Ahava is referred to in Svarim as Ahava HaTluya B'Davar. This love is a result of receiving all the good that Hashem showers upon us, and therefore is somewhat dependent on those things. It is the first level of Ahavas Hashem that every person in the world is obligated and capable of achieving. And it's a very high madrega to achieve in it of itself. To truly recognize everything that we get from Hashem and appreciate it and thank Hashem for it. And it's something that a Jew and non-Jew alike, every person is obligated in this. Every person understands and naturally appreciates when someone does them a favor, helps them, grants them a gift, and so on. Every person is expected to have Hakaras HaTov and express it. It's common human decency, it's morality, and it's innate in every person. Even Paroi, for all the evil decrees and oppression he visited upon Jews, the cruelty, the wickedness. But Chazal, they learn the very first pasuk that describes Paroi. They say, first and foremost, do you know why we hold him responsible for everything that he did? Because he was Asher lo yada as Yosef. He made himself as if he doesn't know Yosef at Tzadik. How could he ignore the fact that Mitzrayim had benefited so much from Yosef? He had made the country so prosperous, saved them when they were in the midst of a terrible hunger, a famine. And then he turns around and starts torturing and murdering his children? That's basic a human understanding and decency. And that he was held most responsible for. That's Ahava HaTaluya B'Davar, and that's Ahava that everybody in the world is obligated and has to work on to achieve. The higher level of Ahava that we strive for is Ahava She'ina T'luya B'Davar, love which is unconditional, simply because we have a relationship with Hashem. The word Ahava is Bigematria Echad, one. True love is the total achdus of two people or entities. This is a connection that only Klal Yisrael has with Hashem. Kut shebrichu v'Yisrael chadu. Klal Yisrael's relationship with Hashem that's so close, so aligned, that our love stems from that closeness to a tremendous degree, overwhelming degree, that Shir HaShirim testifies, Ma'im rabim lo yuchlu l'chavos es ha'ahava, V'naharas lo yishtefua. Many waters can't extinguish this love and rivers can't wash it away. Of course, this is referring to all the trouble and suffering and pain that Klal Yisrael has suffered through all through the generations from at the hands of all the nations of the world. And all of them just trying to pull us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing can pull us away. We have an Ahava that nothing can affect it because it's Einat Tluya B'Davar. That's what it means. Ma'im rabim lo yuchlu l'chavos es ha'ahava v'naharos lo yishtefua. Chazal say that if a person gives money to a poor person on condition that his son is healed from his sickness, so it depends. If a Jew gives it, Klal Yisrael, this is considered giving the money l'shma, wholeheartedly. Why? Because a Jew means to give the money regardless. He's hoping his son gets cured. But if not, he also wants to give tzedakah. But a non-Jew, if his condition is not met, he fully reneges on his pledge and wants the money back. That is the essence of the difference between Ahava HaTluya B'Davar and she'enet tluya b'davar. It's the inheritance of every Jew. Is the nature of our relationship with Hashem. It's a love that spans thousands of years, generation after generation, and we can tap into it with some work.